Line 40. Kai he aletheia. Dia Jesu Christu. Agenito. Line 41 at verse 18. Theon udes heoreke popote. Ho monogenes huios. Ho on ace ton kolpon. Tu patros. Akenos. Exegesato. Now for our participles in lines 44 and 45. First reading the Greek, then as we go through and give the English translation of this sentence, pointing out the combination of words in association with one another as we've studied in the last couple of lessons. Line 44. Akousantes. Ta legomena. Apo ton anthropon. Line 45. Epistusan ace auton. Beginning at line 44. Akousantes. If you notice on your charts page. Akousantes is your nominative plural masculine aorist active participle of akouo, to hear. Its translation is after having heard, because we're showing by its association in relation to the leading verb that whatever the aorist participle expresses, it happened prior to or before the time of the leading verb. Aorist tense shows past tense. After having heard, interesting phrase here, ta legomena. We have here, legomena is a present participle. The accusative neuter plural of lego, to speak. So we have a combination here. After having heard the things being said or spoken. The things being said. It was a speech. After having heard the things being spoken from the men, you notice in your preposition chart, the preposition apo means from out of, with the genitive. So after having heard the things being spoken from the men, line 45, here you have your leading verb, epistusan. Pistuo is I believe. Notice it has an augment, epsilon. Notice it has a sigma alpha new ending. So sigma alpha indicates it's an aorist tense. And just by the process of elimination, we know a participle, an aorist participle, does not have the augment. So we're talking here about an aorist active indicative. Third person plural. After having heard the things being spoken from the men, they believed, it's a past tense verb, in, literally into, him. So it was after they heard the things that were being spoken. After they heard it, they believed. But notice, the leading verb is past tense. They believed at a point in time in the past, that there was something that happened even before that past time. It was after having heard in past time. After that in past time, they believed in him. You should study this exercise while going on to lesson 30 and the study of aorist passive participles and second aorist participles. The tense of the participle. The tense of the participle is in direct relation to the time of the leading verb. An aorist participle expresses that the action of the participle is taking place before the action denoted by the leading verb, whether the leading verb is past, present, or future. What that is saying is, if the leading verb, let's say, is a present active indicative, and the participle is an aorist participle, the aorist participle denotes that the action expressed in that participle happened before the time of the leading verb. As we'll see in a moment, the normal translation for an aorist participle is assigning the word when, or as I like to use, the word after, right before the translation. After this happened, and then you express the time of the leading verb. The uses of the participle with the article. When the participle is used with the article the in a sentence, there are two usages, the attributive position and the predicate position. First of all, the attributive position. The attributive use of the participle expresses what person or thing is being spoken of. In the attributive position, the participle will always follow the article. Examples, and notice that there are two ways to write the attributive position. The verb that's being used here in its participial form is akouo, which is the regular verb in the New Testament for to hear or to listen. Notice how this example reads. Ho akousas. The sigma alpha sigma is your ending for your nominative singular masculine, aorist active participle. Ho akousas. The having heard these things, tauta man, anthropos. Notice the participle comes after the article ho. So, akousas tauta describes which man it is. It's the man who had heard these things. It can also be written, notice example number two, ho anthropos, ho akousas tauta. The man having heard these things. Again, akousas comes after the article. It designates what man we're talking about. It's the man who had heard these things. The predicate position. The predicate use of the participle modifies the verb. In the predicate position, the participle will not follow the article. Notice the example. Akousas tauta. After having heard these things, ho anthropos blepon, that's imperfect tense of blepo, ton kurion. After having heard these things, the man was seeing the Lord. Notice the leading verb is blepon, was seen, showing continuous action in the past, but the aorist participle shows that something happened prior to him continually seeing the Lord. And that is, he heard something first. After having heard these things, he was seeing the Lord. You see, in the example, if akousas was a present participle that we had in last lesson, then it would denote that the action is taking place at the same time as the leading verb. But the aorist tense, which is an expression of simple action in past time, takes us back further and tells us that the action happened prior to or before the time of the leading verb. The substantive use of the participle. Like the article, the participle may also be used as a substitute for a noun in the sentence. Examples. Ho kalos anthropos. The good man. That's how it would be normally written. Kalos is the adjective. It is in the attributive position. The good man. It can also be written ho kalos without the word anthropos. But because ho, the article, is a nominative singular masculine, and because kalos is nominative singular masculine matching the article, we can insert the word man because it's masculine gender. The good man is understood. So it is with our example from last week. Holegon, the speaking man, or the man speaking, because both the article and the omicron nu nominative singular masculine ending, both are masculine singular nominative. And it denotes the man, the one speaking. But notice for our lesson, ho akousas, the having heard man, or the man having heard. That would be the literal translation. If it was expressed in the New Testament in English, it would be the man who had heard. But man is understood, because ho is nominative masculine singular, and akousos is nominative masculine singular aorist participle. The augment and tense suffix. In the aorist active indicative, and notice the word indicative is emphasized, the augment epsilon is placed at the beginning of the stem of the verb. This is true only for the indicative. The aorist active and middle participle does not have the augment. The tense suffix sigma alpha that we pointed out to you is the tense suffix for the aorist tense. So this tense suffix sigma alpha is found throughout the aorist participle. On page 4, we have the declension of the aorist active participle of luo. And notice the translation. The translation of the aorist active participle of luo is when or after having loosed. Remember, we're expressing action that happened prior to the leading verb, the nominative singular, lusas. Sas being your ending that you put on the end of the verb. The feminine nominative singular, lusasa. Sasa being the nominative singular feminine aorist active ending that is placed on the end of the verb. Lusan is your nominative singular neuter, with san being your neuter ending. The genitive case, lusantos, feminine, lusases, and neuter, lusantos. You'll remember in the present participle, it was luontos. The variable vowel omicron has been replaced with the sigma alpha. Sigma alpha also replaces the omicron upsilon in some of the present participle words. So we have pretty much the same endings, it's just the sigma alpha has replaced the omicron and omicron upsilon. Notice the dative, singular masculine, lusanti. Lusase, lusanti. The accusative, singular, masculine, lusanta. Instead of onta, it's santa. Lusasan and lusan, vocative. Lusas, it's the same as the nominative case. Lusas, lusasa, lusan. The nominative masculine plural, lusantes. Feminine, lusasai. Neuter, lusanta. The genitive plural, lusanton, lusason, lusanton. The dative case, lusasi, also has the movable nu. It can appear as lusasin, lusasais, and lusasin. Accusative case, lusantas, lusasas, and lusanta. Evocative masculine plural. Lusantes, same as the nominative case. Lusasai and Lusanta. Now you might be asking the question to yourself, why is the participle broken down into various cases? Remember, the participle, like any other adjective, matches the word or noun that it's modifying in gender, number, and case. So if a word, a noun, is in the accusative case, denoting the indirect object of the sentence, then the action for that noun expressed in the participle also has to be in the accusative case to match it. The aorist middle participle of luo. Remember, the middle voice is the subject doing the action to or for himself. The translation of the aorist middle participle of luo is when or after having loosed for himself. The nominative singular masculine. Instead of luomenos of the present participle, it's lusomenos. We're replacing the sigma alpha for the variable vowel of the present tense. Nominative feminine, lusamene. Nominative neuter, lusamenon. The genitive singular, lusamenu, feminine, lusamenes. Genitive neuter, lusamenu. Dative case, lusameno, lusamene, and lusameno. The accusative case, lusamenon, lusamenane, lusamenon. The vocative case, lusamenos, lusamene, lusamenon. The vocative case is the same as the nominative. The plural nominative masculine, lusamenoi, lusameni, lusamena. Genitive case, lusamenon, lusamenon, and lusamenon. All three the same. The dative plural, masculine, lusamenois, lusamenais, lusamenois. The accusative case, lusamenus, lusamenas, lusamena. Your vocative case, which is the same as the nominative, lusamenoi, lusameni, and lusamena. In our next lesson, we're going to finish up participles, and we're going to present a chart to you with the present and aorist participles side by side, just like we gave you for the verbs. We gave you a verb comparison chart. We're going to give you a participle comparison chart. But with this lesson, spend time learning and becoming familiar with these aorist participles. Lesson 29, Exercise 1, the pronunciation exercises. In this exercise, we're going to read John chapter 1, verses 1 through 18 in the Greek text. There is an example of the aorist participle at the end of verse 18. All of the material that we have studied in lessons 11 through 28 are now underlined and parsed in the text. It would be beneficial for you to take the charts on aorist participle, pages 43 and 44, out of the chart section of your notebook for reference as we go through this exercise. So we're just going to read through. We have a working example of both the present and aorist participles at the end of the reading. There are no aorist participles in John 1, 1 to 18. Beginning with line 1. N-R-K. Ein hologos. Kai hologos. Ein pros ton theon. Kai theos. Ein ho logos. Hutos. Notice the ref breathing. Hutos. Ein en arke. Pros ton theon. Line 5. Panta. Di autu. Agenito. Kai choris. Line 6. Autu. Agenito. Ude. Hen. Ho. Gegonin. Line 7. En auto. Zoe. Ein. Kai he zoe. Ein to fos. Ton anthropon. Line 9. Kai to fos. En te scotia. Fine. Kai he scotia. Auto u kateleben. Line 11 at verse 6. Agenito anthropos apestomenos para theu. Onoma auto Ioannes. Hutos, line 13. Eothen Eis marturion. Hina marturese peri tu photos. Hina pantes pestusosi b. Line 15. Autu. Uk ein ekenos. To fos. Al hina marturese. Peri tu photos. Line 17. Ein to fos. To alethinon. Ho fotidze panta anthropon. Ercomenon. There's your present participle from last week. The one which enlightens at the beginning of line 18, that is your leading verb. The light which enlightens every man coming, that is while he's coming, showing the process of human beings entering the world. Ercomenon eis ton kosmon. En to kosmo ein. Kai ho kosmos di autu agenito. Kai ho kosmos auton uk egno. Eis ta idia eotha kai hoi idioi. Line 23. Auton u parelabon hosoi. De elabon, auton. Eroken, autois, exousion, techna theou. Genesthai. Tois pestuousin, eis to onoma, autu. line 26 at verse 13. Hoi uk ex haimaton ude ek thelematos sarkos. Ude ek thelematos andros. All ek theou egenetheson. Kai ho logos sarx egeneto. Kai eskenosen en hemin. Kai etha asamatha tain doxon. Line 31. Autu. Doxon hos monogenus para patros. Pleres caritos kai aletheas. Ioannes marture peri autu. Kai kekrage legon. Notice legon is your present participle. He has cried saying. That is, he cried out while he was speaking. Line 34. Houtos ein hon epon. Ho opiso mu. Erkomenos emprosthen mu gegonin. Hoti, line 36, protos mu ein. Kai ek tu pleromatos autu. Hemes pantes elabomen kai karin anti karitos. Hoti ho nomos dia moseos erothe. Hey charis. Line 40. Kai he aletheia. Dia Jesu Christu. Egeneto. Line 41 at verse 18. Theon udes heoreke popote. Ho monogenes huios. Ho on eis ton kolpon. Tu patros akenos exegesato. Now for our participles in lines 44 and 45. First reading the Greek, then as we go through and give the English translation of this sentence, pointing out the combination of words in association with one another as we've studied in the last couple of lessons. Line 44, akousantes ta legomena apo ton anthropon. Line 45, Epistusan eis auton. Beginning at line 44, akousantes. If you notice on your charts page, akousantes is your nominative plural masculine aorist active participle of akouo, to hear. Its translation is after having heard. Because we're showing by its association in relation to the leading verb that whatever the aorist participle expresses, it happened prior to or before the time of the leading verb. Aorist tense shows past tense. After having heard, interesting phrase here, ta legomena. We have here, legomena is a present participle. the accusative, neuter plural, of lego to speak. So we have a combination here. After having heard the things being said or spoken. The things being said. It was a speech. After having heard the things being spoken from the men, if you notice in your preposition chart, the preposition apo means from out of, with the genitive. So after having heard the things being spoken from the men, line 45, here you have your leading verb, apistiousan. Pistiuo is I believe. Notice it has an augment, epsilon. Notice it has a sigma alpha new ending. So sigma alpha indicates it's an aorist tense. And just by the process of elimination, we know a participle, an aorist participle, does not have the augment. So we're talking here about an aorist active indicative. Third person plural. After having heard the things being spoken from the men, they believed, it's a past tense verb, in, literally into, him. So it was after they heard the things that were being spoken. After they heard it, they believed. But notice, the leading verb is past tense. They believed at a point in time in the past, but there was something that happened even before that past time. It was after having heard in past time, after that in past time, they believed in him. You should study this exercise while going on to lesson 30 and the study of aorist passive participles and second aorist participles.